We're joined by another regional radio dream teamer. We now highlight Jefferson R. 7 High School and a girls cross country dream teamer this year, Jordan Heacock, a senior for the Jefferson Blue Jays, joins us today on regional radio. And Jordan, congratulations first on making the dream team. When you first found out, what was your reaction?
I was really excited and I couldn't believe it.
How'd you celebrate? I know you obviously may have found out either on the radio or on social media, but in the immediate aftermath, how did you celebrate with your folks or your teammates?
My mom was the one that told me, and I just didn't believe her until my dad said something, and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I did, and it was really exciting.
That's really cool, and it certainly was well-deserved this year. In your senior season, you had a lot of different accolades, including second place in the conference meet. You made it to the state meet once again. You were the district champion. What really felt good about this senior season for you as you started off this cross-country year?
I ran really strong my races, and I knew what I could do, and I used that to help me. This was a really fun season overall. I ran well. Wasn't injured, didn't get hurt. It was a good last one.
That's really good. What in particular really made it fun for you?
It was the team. They're all very supportive girls, and they are definitely interesting too. There's a lot of funny stories coming with this season, and they're all very positive, and it helped a lot.
And one of your teammates, obviously, is your sister, Anna, who's also a senior and also has been with you the whole way, I'm sure. Is it a little bit of sibling competition at times when you two are running out there for Jefferson?
Not for cross country, but it is for track. And I'm one of the main reasons why she does cross country. And so I was like, hey, we kind of need you to make a team. And she did not want to, but I talked her into it so we'd have a team.
Gotcha. So she was persuaded by you to keep going with it and basically join cross country in the end?
Yeah.
That's really cool. Now, Jordan, you'll be moving on to college next year, and you'll be running for Missouri Southern State. What really went into the decision of, going to try and play athletically for a college just in general, and then choosing Missouri Southern State?
I knew I wanted to run in college, but I wasn't really sure where. And then talking to the different colleges, I kind of figured out how I wanted someone to coach me. And Jamie Burnham I liked his coaching style, and they do more mileage, and I've never really done that. So I thought, okay, maybe it might be more helpful. And it was affordable too. So it seemed like a really good fit for me. And I love the atmosphere of it.
Is it good to kind of stay in-state as well and not go too far away from home also?
Yeah, I wanted to go somewhere that was far enough to be difficult to come home, but if I had to, I could still.
Yeah, that sounds like the perfect medium there. That's cool. Now, in your time running at Jefferson, what have been some of your favorite memories?
They've all been like practices with the team and all those. Like, definitely team dinners. I look forward to that every Friday. It's really exciting to be eating as a team and bonding.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess some of the favorite memories happen kind of off the track a lot of the time, right?
Yeah, mostly off the track.
Very cool. And so on the track this year, how have you worked to kind of improve as you start to look forward to? I know you've got your track season coming up, and then you move on to college. What things do you want to do to try and get even better than you are right now?
I will do winter and summer track to stay in shape and keep working on it.
Very cool. Is there anybody that you want to thank for helping you get to this point?
My family and coaches and everyone who's helped me in this process.
Well, that's very cool. Jordan, thanks so much for joining us today. And again, congratulations on making the dream team.
Thank you.
That's Jordan Heacock of the Jefferson Blue Jays, one of five girls cross-country dream teamers in the fall of 2018, joining us today on regional radio.